a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today will be Pastor Carl Kroger with the Pierre Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. Leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance will be Paige Leah Gosh from Rapid City.
Offer this prayer from religious leader George Fox. Let us pray. Guide us by your Spirit, O God, that we may seek peace and pursue it, and follow in the way of righteousness. Increase within us knowledge of the one true light that we seek, the well-being of all, until the kingdoms of this world become the kingdom of God, forever and ever. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Carl. Clerk, please call the roll.
Represent Bartling, Boland, Kamak, Campbell, Carson, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Dryden, Duvall, Eklund, Erickson, Feichert, Feinstein, Gibson, Greenfield, Dunhager, Jenna Hager, Hayek, Hansen, Hawks, Holly, Heineman, Heinert, Hickey, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Kopp, Lateral, Lust, Magstead, May, Mickelson, Miller, Munsterman, Nelson, Nordstrup, Olson, Otten, Parsley, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Romkema, Rounds, Rosum, Russell, Schaefer, Shanefish, Shrimp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalzer, Steele, Stevens, Tulson, Tyler, Vershio, Werner, Wester, Wick, Wink, Wismer, and Speaker Gosh. Mr.
Here.
Speaker, our quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 37th day. All errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Brian G. Gosh, Chair.
Those in favor of approving the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Journal is approved. With us today in the gallery, we have Christina Maddox of Hecla, the South Dakota 2013 Miss Rodeo, South Dakota. Let me tell you a little bit about her before you welcome her. She's an active member of the student council, high school rodeo, active in her community, journalism while a student at Frederick Area High School. She spent 12 years in 4-H and returned to live in the area as a feed sales representative. She was the first woman to hold all the state rodeo titles, including South Dakota High School Rodeo Queen, Junior Miss Rodeo South Dakota, South Dakota 4-H Rodeo Ambassador, and Miss Rodeo South Dakota. She has a degree in animal science and veterinary sciences from the University of Wyoming, and she distinguished herself as a rodeo queen in South Dakota's official state sport, and as such has consistently fulfilled her honorary role as an ambassador for the state of South Dakota all over the United States. Please welcome her and congratulate her. Communications.
March 11th, 2013. Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to inform you that on March 11th, 2013, I approved House Bill 1050, and the same has been deposited in the office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, Dennis Dugard, Governor. March 12th, 2013. Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to inform you that on March 12th, 2013, I approved House Bills 1048, 1049, 1056, 1058, 1059, 1062, 1083, 1093, 1102, 1103, 1110, 1112, 1115, 1116, 1120, 1150, 1162, 1170, 1174, 1187, 1191, 1209, and 1217, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, Dennis Dugard, Governor. March 14th, 2013, Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to inform you that on March 14, 2013, I approved House Bills 1018, 1061, 1075, 1124, 1126, 1144, 1149, 1152, 1163, 1167, 1208, and 1246, and the same have been deposited in the office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, Dennis Dugard, Governor. March 20th, 2013, Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to inform you that on March 20th, 2013, I approved House Bills 1030, 1033, 1045, 1123, and 1198, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, Dennis Dugard, Governor. March 21st, 2013, Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to inform you that on March 21st, 2013, I approved House Bills 1060, 1068, 1085, 1096, 1098, 1122, 1130, 1164, 1165, 1168, 1171, 1184, 1212, 1220, 1233, and 1234, and the same have been deposited in the office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, Dennis Dugard, Governor. March 20th, 2013, the Honorable Brian Gosch, Speaker of the House of Representatives. Dear Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I respectfully return House Bill 1137 and pursuant to Article 4, Section 4 of the South Dakota Constitution, I exercise a line item veto on the same. House Bill 1137 is entitled in an act to impact education in South Dakota to make an appropriation therefore and to declare an emergency. And you should have a copy on your desk, and I respectfully request that you can concur with my line item veto of House Bill 1137. Sincerely, Dennis Dugard. And also on March 20th, 2013, dear Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I respectfully return House Bill 1185 and pursuant to Article 4, Section 4 of the South Dakota Constitution, I exercise a line item veto on the same. House Bill 1185 is entitled an act to appropriate money for the ordinary expenses of the legislative, judicial, and the executive departments of the state, the expenses of state institutions, interest on the public debt, and for common schools. And you should have a copy of that on your desk. I respectfully concur that you concur with my line item veto of House Bill 1185. Sincerely, Dennis Dugard.
Representative Lust. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that we be in recess until 10:50. Those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. We are in recess.
Mr. Speaker, just would like to announce House Republican Caucus in 5 minutes in room 412.
Thank you, Representative. House of Representatives will now come back to order. Consideration of executive vetoes and recommendations.
The House proceeds to the reconsideration of House Bill 1137 pursuant to the line item veto of the Governor, and the veto message is found on page 843 of the House Journal as provided in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
Thank you, Arlene. Question being, shall House Bill 1137 passed, the line item veto of the Governor notwithstanding. Are there remarks? Representative Romkema.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. Well, I'd urge a red vote on this veto. This has nothing to do with the merits of the bill. It is only the distribution. The original intent we felt was actually for fiscal year 13. In the bill, it was actually 2012. The fiscal year 2012, which means the enrollment in 2011. So this veto indicates that the distribution will be based on the 2012-2013 school year, or FY13. So the fall enrollment of 2012. I feel that's a much better basis on which to distribute the money. So I'd urge a red vote based on the distribution and the enrollment in the school systems.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question for the House is the line item veto of the Governor. And the question is, shall House Bill 1137 pass, the line item veto of the Governor notwithstanding? Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members shall proceed to vote. This will be a two-thirds vote. Two-thirds vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there is one yay, 65 nays.
So the bill, having failed to receive an affirmative vote of two-thirds, majority of the members elect, Speaker declares that the governor's veto is sustained.
The House proceeds to the reconsideration of House Bill 1185 pursuant to the line item veto of the governor, and the veto message is found on page 844 of the House Journal, as provided in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
The question being, shall House Bill 1137 pass the line item veto of the governor notwithstanding? Are there remarks? Representative Romkema.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. Again, the same rationale applies to this particular veto. The data was based on FY12. It should be based on FY13. It is more recent data and more reflective of the enrollment of the technical schools. So again, I urge a red vote. Again, a red vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is, shall House Bill 1137 pass the line item veto of the governor notwithstanding? Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members shall proceed to vote. This will be a two-thirds vote again.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there is one yay, 65 nays.
So the bill not having received an affirmative vote of two-thirds, majority of the members elect, Speaker declares the governor's veto sustained. In a few minutes, we'll be at ease, but for now, I'd like to thank one of our assistants to the chief clerk, the bill clerk, Carolyn Perry, who has served in that capacity for 9 years. You've all gotten to know her. She was here when I first came in 2008, my first session. You know her to have quick wit, pointed observations, yet a kind heart. Thank you, Carolyn Perry, for serving for 9 years. I know this is your last year. And you'll be going south and enjoying the warm weather while we're up here freezing. But we still love you, and thank you for your service. Do you have any remarks?
Thanks to everybody for being kind and putting up with me.
Also, Speaker, we'd like to talk about a unique piece of history. Since 1889, our statehood, there are a few names that are unique to South Dakota, in particular the South Dakota House of Representatives. I'm just going to read through those names because there's only 17 of them. James Cone, H.L. Hopkins, J.H. Lean, W.C. Bauer, W.A. Reamer, J.C. McLemore, H.C. Dunham, Wallace Burden, Charles Gardner, Wright Tardbell, A.L. Bodley, Joe Ryan, Walter Mattson, Paul Inman, Matt Sutton, Karen Gertis, and Arlene Kvislin. We have only had 17 different chief clerks of the State House of Representatives. Arlene is our 22nd chief clerk on record. The longest consecutive serving chief clerk was Karen Gertis for 22 years. This is Arlene's first year as chief clerk. I expect her to break Karen's record of 22 years. It has truly been a blessing to work with Arlene. When I was pro tem and Karen Gertis was the chief clerk, we had one day where Arlene and I got to run the floor, and she did great. She helped me out a lot. I made mistakes, but she helped me make less mistakes. I really do appreciate her. She has a kind heart. She has just truly been a blessing to work with. And every time you see her turn around and look at me, she's reminding me that I'm supposed to be doing something. So thank you, Arlene. We do have a... Representative Konza just handed our chief clerk a plaque recognizing her position in our State House of Representatives. I asked that it be 213-blank, but we're going to add the final year later, but thank you. Representative Hunhoff.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Speaker. From this corner of the body, I would like to just add my two cents, if I might. It took me, as a freshman legislator, it took me 2 or 3 years, I think, to really appreciate what our front staff do, especially the chief clerk. And for the freshman legislators, just keep watching, because you can learn a lot from the way they operate up there. We all consider ourselves politicians. They're the best politicians in this House. They truly are. The attention to detail, the patience, the perseverance, the political skills, and they do it so well. Carolyn, you've been wonderful too. And Arlene, you display all those qualities, and you do it with grace and style and a smile, and it does not go unnoticed by those of us who've been around here a few years, and I promise you all the freshmen will continue to appreciate that. I mean, we can't say enough. Thank you for making this House of Representatives work, not only for us, but for the people of South Dakota, Arlene. Thank you.
Representative Lust.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to piggyback on those comments and back up a little bit to Carolyn. You know, having served with your husband, Carolyn, I'm not sure you're making the right choice here. But good luck with that. Arlene, again, thank you for your efforts. Your smile and is just very comforting to from back here to look up when I get on the phone or whatever and get your quick smile. And I very much appreciate that. Your dedication to your craft and all the things you do for the individual members of this body and your commitment to the legislature in this state is very much appreciated, and I thank you very much.
And let's give all the front staff a big round of applause. Our other two are Jan Lester and Jackie Driscoll. Thank you again. And I just want to thank every member of the House of Representatives, in particular the new members. You learn the process quickly. I know we had our chair and vice chair trainings and our first annual House floor boot camp. Notwithstanding, I think you did excellent both in committee and on the floor and outside of these halls. And I want to thank you all very much. It has been a pleasure working with you. The civility that we demonstrated here in South Dakota, the quality of our debates on the floor can be well respected and looked at by other states as something that they can look up to. I don't know if any of you had a chance to look at any other legislatures as they debated, for example, in Minneapolis when they were debating the new stadium bill. As I watched some of that debate, I thanked God that I was in South Dakota and had the quality of legislators that we have here. So give yourselves a round of applause for that excellent work this legislative session. It's 88th legislative session. With that, we are going to be at ease now. We're going to wait for action by the Senate and for reports to be delivered and final communications. So don't go too far away, but we're going to get started here again, the House of Representatives. Please come to order. Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has sustained the veto of the governor on Senate Bill 115. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of waiting upon His Excellency the governor to inform him that the legislature has completed its labors, is ready to adjourn sine die, to ascertain if he has any further communication to make to the legislature. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to fixing the time of adjournment sine die for the 88th legislative session. Respectfully, Jeanette Shipper, Secretary.
Consideration of reports of select Joint Select Committees.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed to wait upon His Excellency the Governor to inform him that the legislature has completed its labors and is ready to adjourn sine die and to ascertain if he has any further communication to make to the legislature respectfully reports that it has performed the duty assigned to it and has been informed by His Excellency the Governor that he will not appear for the closing of the 88th legislative session. Respectfully submitted, Brian Gosch, David Less, Bernie Hunhoff, House Committee, Russell Olson, Tim Rave, Jason Frerichs, Senate Committee. Representative Less moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to informing the governor that the legislature has completed its labors and is ready to ascertain if he has any further communication to make to the legislature be adopted.
In favor of the Less motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That motion carries.
Also, Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed to consider the matter of adjournment sine die of the 88th legislative session respectfully reports that the Senate and House of the House of Representatives adjourned sine die on March 25th, 2013. Respectfully submitted, Brian Gosch, David Less, Bernie Hunhoff, House Committee, Dan Lederman, Deb Peters, Billy Sutton, Senate Committee. Representative Less moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to fixing the time to adjourn sine die be adopted.
Those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That motion carried. There being no objection, the House will revert to order business number 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the House and Senate have, pursuant to the recommendation of the Governor as to line item veto of House Bill 1137, sustained that line item veto and that the Office of Engrossing and Rolling has engrossed the changes and has returned the same to His Excellency the Governor at 12:15 p.m. March 25, 2013. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the House and Senate have, pursuant to the recommendation of the Governor as to the line item veto of House Bill 1185, sustained that line item veto, and that the Office of Engrossing and Rolling has engrossed the changes and has returned the same to His Excellency the Governor at 12:15 p.m. March 25, 2013. Respectfully submitted, Brian G. Gosch, Chair.
We have some reports to deliver to the Senate. While those are being taken over, we will be at ease for a few minutes. But I would like to take this opportunity to thank our Sergeant-at-Arms, both Mel Chandler and Jim Smith. Mel thought about retiring a couple years ago, and I was sure saddened by that news when I heard the governor announce it during the State of the State address, because Mel and I have become friends since we've been here, and I was sure hoping he would be Sergeant-at-Arms while I was Speaker, so I'm glad he decided to stay, and I thank him for that. Jim Smith, to show you how small a world we live in, he taught my parents in high school, and Jan Lester at the front desk was a classmate of my parents in high school. Small world, and Jim Smith has also become a good friend. He's treated me as nicely as he's treated my parents. Let's give them a round of applause. And we are going to have a closing prayer. Please welcome back Pastor Carl Kroger for our closing prayer.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you are faithful and just, full of grace and truth. We give you praise for your mighty deeds done throughout history and for the acts you prepared this legislative body for. and work through them to accomplish. May the evidence of these leaders' commitment to the people of this state endure beyond their terms here. May their concern for the vulnerable and brokenhearted be their legacy. May their mutual respect for one another give rise to a leading model of legislating and dialogue in the public square. May their compassion for families dreaming of and working toward a better life for their children inspire others to improve their communities. God, may you bless each one of these public servants. Bless them with safe travel, peace-filled homes, and fruitful ministry. Bless them with challenging convictions from your Spirit. And bless them to love, serve, and give as you have done for us. By the power of your victory over sin and death and through the majesty of your holy name, these things I pray. Amen.
How are you guys looking over there?
Representative Steele.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn Sine Die.
Those in favor of adjourning Sine Die will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
You ready? We are adjourned.